This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Well, everyone said you're still the leader, Jeff.
Yeah, they're awesome.
How do you keep your rein on all these guys?
Jeff keeps the reins. It's a tough gig, too, trying to keep the reins.
That's right. I mean,
trying to keep guys sober, trying to convince people to do horrible things. That's his job.
Well, it says you are the director, but I mean, like, what do you? I mean,
honestly, tries to make sure people are sober enough to shoot.
Like, you do that now. You shoot it.
Good. Yeah. You put that.
About that. I didn't think that was going to happen. Better like that. You know,
like, poking, prodding. He's Willie Loman. He'll sell you anything you don't need.
Yeah, oftentimes it's a little discussion. I got to walk away with them and explain to them what we think is going to happen, why he should do it.
And everyone knows, like, he's like trying to convince you. Everyone knows all his moves, but and they don't want to do it. But how do you say no to those guys? Apparently, we can't.
Are you the guy that has to deliver the bad news when, like, the studio or somebody says, no, you can't do that, that's where I want you to do that?
Yeah.
And do they get mad at you or the studio?
Well, there's a lot of irrational thinking that goes on with me, Jeff, and all the guys.
We don't take no well, though. Like, when if the studio tells us no, we're probably going to go shoot it. You know what I mean? And we just find a way. No's not a good answer for us. You know, it's like, well, no, why not? You know, eventually you find out, oh, well, the only problem is you got to do it like this or whatever. Oh, but okay. So we rarely told by the studio you can't do this or you can't do that.
Studio completely left us alone.
Yeah, I mean,
Paramount left us alone.
It's been real.
NBA left us alone. Like, thank you, Paramount.
It's been very smooth, unbelievably smooth, you know. But they get it. You know, like, they never asked us to do another one. They never once approached us, so we just brought it to them. So they know.
They didn't want that liability.
Yeah. They would trust us to
What about Johnny? What about bulls? What is it with bulls?
They're very cooperative when filming. You know, they'll give you footage every time.
How did you go into all the bulls? I mean, how do you?
I always just got to stand there, and they'll do the rest.
Yeah. Basically, we would build these giant—I call them bull guns—because basically, you take out a trailer and you back it right up to the target.
Hopefully, they open you.
And then you put the target right there, and then you lift the gate up, and it's just going to go straight over and smoke them. Like, they're very
the target. We have feelings.
Did you get bored? It looked like you got really bounced up a couple of horns.
I got hit a couple of times.
Ow.
What was the point of staying on the Toro Totter after you won? You were already.
Because I didn't know that. When the bulls run at you, I don't have time to look around to see who's on the Toro Totter.
Oh,
okay. I just didn't want to lose.
That was
boy, did I win. Oh my God.
Why do you still do it?
Why
do you still do this?
I love it.
Yeah.
It's me and all my friends, and we travel all over the world, and it's what we do. It's our, you know, this our this sense type of humor is what we do.
Professional lady.
Yeah.
Best in the business.
Well, what was the backstory on this? Because you were in Russia and you decided this was going
to... I didn't decide anything. No. Those blue eyes decided.
Okay, we were, totally, after the first movie, that was it for Jackass, really. We felt like we left it all out there. We did everything we wanted to do and ended that chapter. And then I started a show called Wild Boys with Chris and Steve-O. And that was just so we could travel around and be idiots, you know, but, like, I love animals, I love traveling. So we just had this little show that we were doing just for fun, you know. And Knoxville would periodically come with us. Like, he's gone on a few of the trips. The last trip we ever went on for Wild Boys was Russia. And in Russia, he was so willing to just kill himself for, like, the dumbest idea that I pulled him aside. I'm like, dude, if you really got this in you, because he clearly did every day, he was up for just the stupidest, most dangerous thing. I put it aside, if you really have this in you, then let's, you know, back it off of digital cable and maybe do it for a bigger, you know, audience. And
so he started calling the guys and saying we're going
to... Well, like, first, he didn't warm up to the idea right away, so I was like, look, you know, you don't have to one-up the last one. All you have to do is be funny. All we have to do is make a funny movie. We don't have to outdo the last one, but really, you know, like, I think everyone had it in
the
back of their
head. You took the pressure off. When he said that, I was like,
And then we both called the guys, Knox and Spike. We got together and we decided, all right, like, let's. We got on board. We wrote enough ideas.
All night. I mean, one night we.
It really wasn't hard. Everyone, you know, like, I think Bam and Dunn were the most surprised that the call came. They're like, wait, what?
Totally surprised. They were doing complete silence. But he's like,
Viva La Bam, and they're like, you know, they had their own world going, their own thing happening. But then we brought it up, and they're like, okay, I'll do it. You know,
and, there it was.
Yeah, I had no idea it would be that easy to get everyone together.
With all the footage you had, how long does it take you in the editing room to actually put this thing together?
Man, it takes a long time because, we start editing the day after we start shooting. So all the tapes make it back. You know, I'm not there for it. When we're shooting, I'm on the road, but every other second I'm in the edit bay. And so we've been editing since February. And we really overshot this one, so... Plus, this idiot next to me would not let us stop shooting. Like, all right, that's a picture wrap. No, it's not. No, it's not a picture wrap.
I mean, they
promise me we're still shooting. I'm like, oh, God. So I had to basically break off Dimitri to send him up to his... Dimitri's our cameraman, but he's also a guy I count on in the edit bays. But I had to break him free, send him up to his house to shoot him, you know, farting in his bathtub or running into street signs or whatever, just so he's happy he's still shooting. And to get off my back so I can start editing with it, you know? And it got to the point, and I think what the problem was, we had a big stunt that we didn't do, and I promised him we'd do it. So the negotiation we made is, all right, we'll shoot it in November. You know, the movie comes out in September, but like, whatever, get off my back.
I'm sitting right here. Oh.
You know,
this makes sense, a big secret, because it was supposed to be in India. Is that the secret one? Then in
No,
there's one that didn't go.
Oh, that's a doozy.
Someone didn't like.
Tell us what it is.
Because we want to shoot, we're going to shoot it. We're going to find a way.
Yes,
we're
going
to shoot it somewhere else.
Yeah. We'll find a place.
They were telling us to go to Tijuana.
We'll find a moral free place.
So is there a different energy now with the rap? Is there a different energy now with the rap of this one that you're more open to, say, a Jackass 3? Is the book closed, or?
No, we said we weren't going to do a second one, so we're the wrong people to ask.
Yeah, I mean, we feel stupid being here because we really did close the book after the first one, and now we're here telling you about the second one. So if we say, no, that's it, and then we got to meet again, you know. So we'll just leave it at we don't intend to. We do have 40 minutes, so it's going to make it out, that really good stuff that's going to come out at some form or another. And we're going to shoot in November, and I know he's not going to want to stop shooting, so something's going to happen. But I'm not calling it 3. You'll see what we shoot somehow.
Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff, like I was saying before, that I mean, I'd like to do some of the rocket thing up or the...
Well, hey, I got to
do the rocket thing up.
like some of this stuff that they just like shoot into the water or something like that. I mean, like, when you do that, I mean, is it just fun?
Fun, but it's scary as hell. Because I'll tell you, man, like, no one's done this. You know, like, I've never seen anyone ride a rocket. I got these rocket experts who are like, I'm like, what do you think's going to happen? Well, I don't know.
And they say,
you're the expert. They're like, all right,
well, no one does this.
Think's going to happen. Yeah. We think we've got enough velocity to take it, you know, 50 feet in the air and 160 feet out, and he's going to, you know, go 50 miles an hour.
They didn't say anything about the foot-long metal rod almost going through my stomach. Yeah.
But then we
on the rocket when it exploded.
First time.
You know, the problem is, like, he throws the weight of it so off that, you know, like, anything could happen. Like, you know, like, you just got enough thrust that
hopefully... Back, you know, we'll take two crew members and then the rocket.
What were you thinking when the first one came right back down?
Well, I was thinking I was still alive. You know, honestly.
That one got so much scarier in post, really. When we watched it frame by frame and saw all the rockets flying out and these metal rods, plus... Like, at the time, right as that happened, we didn't realize, because it's faster than your eye can see how fast the little rods flew out. But we had a couple of prop guys 200 yards back, and it whizzed right past their faces, and, like, they were...
They were taking their heads right off.
Oh, it was horrible.
Are you scared of killing yourself?
Ever?
I don't want
to
let fear of death, you know, like, influence my decisions when I'm trying to do a stunt, you know? So I block it out, and just think, everything's going to be fine.
It seemed like you had less fear in this film. Like, you took it to another level beyond anything.
It might be. I don't know. I don't remember him ever saying, I won't shoot that in the first film.
Yeah, but there was... sometimes before a bit, I'd be like, oh, I need a little, you know.
Yeah.
But this one, I'm like, just let me know when I got to stand there.
Put me in, coach.
What was the hardest stunt? I'm sorry,
In the Anaconda ball pit. Like, when you're first... bitten? Did you think, like, all right, let's stop here? Or
did you ever have No. One time we had to stop because I was out of breath wrestling that thing. But I was like, I want to get footage.
Did you see the little wrist guards we had to make out of duct tape? Like,
yeah.
That was just to make him feel like, wait, what if it bites me on my wrist? I'm like, I don't know. Like, what if? Like, let's tape your wrist. Like, those teeth will go right through.
But that's the irrational thought. That I love that irrationality. I wasn't. I saw
you. You didn't even pause with the rubber balls thing. You just went. Hey, it was the other guys who
hurt. I was so excited to be doing it again, get footage, and I'm sure it's going to hurt, but you know, just hurt for a little bit.
What's the worst injury you've had?
Like, I've been pretty lucky with just like sprains and breaks and concussions.
Oh, well, that'd be gonorrhea in Chile.
Yeah. Syphilis in Tibet.
Okay, Johnny, one of the things I like about Jackass is that it's gleefully homoerotic.
Oh, yeah.
All never said. Homophobic.
No.
That is rare to see those two things go together. Is that. Do you think that you've been on the cover of the
Do you find a lot of homoerotic
genre?
Does it come down from you that it's just
no? It's all the guys. No one's. Oh, it's a thing. We don't make. We just do things to ourselves. We're not looking to make anyone else look bad or. And as far as that, like, it's all the guys. We're just having fun. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, like,
that's how it is.
Well, like one of the basic spirits of Jackass is not mean spirited. It's more just fucking around and having fun. And like when we're all together, it always ends up being a little bit funny if you're naked doing it. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not so much even that it's sexual. It's just funnier. I don't know why. Like, so.
Well, you told Wee Man yesterday. Wee Man, why are your clothes on? And we got naked and jumped in the pool here.
So, Jeff, what's going on the DVD?
Oh, man, we overshot this movie to the nth, so I'm just starting to get into it now. But we did a making of. We're going to add on to that because we didn't want to give away certain bits. So we have on air right now a making of the movie, but we're going to add a big chunk to it because now we can give away everything for the featurette. We have tons of outtakes and things you didn't. You know, it's really. We have so much footage.
Like
so.
Comedy? Any commentary?
Oh yeah, we did commentary.
Oh yeah, really insightful.
Really educated.
I thought that would be wonderful.
Yeah, go ahead and skip that one.
Johnny, what is your daughter think?
She loved. I mean, well, she never saw the movie. Or a TV show, or she would see like little like Wee Man Oompa Loompa or something. Nothing where Daddy got hurt, and so she's 10 now, and the reason we're covered in flour, and she's really she's got a good head on her shoulders.
She really did used to be sweet, like in the last.
But I showed her parts of this. I showed her with the yak and the bull, and you know the rocket. And
she was actually there in person when the.
Oh, that was
the facade of the building actually failed and landed on him. She's like, "You idiot! What are you doing, Daddy?"
Yeah. Like, not like, "Oh, there's my daddy." No. What are you thinking? She was the first one to scream.
Next time you watch it, you'll hear her in the background. She's like, this is he's scorning him for moving.
Did she throw flour at you?
Yeah, well, she threw it all over Jeff, and then Jeff picked up the bag and dumped it on her, and then she threw it on me too.
Johnny, when you. From Big Brother to this, like, what do you think about what it's become? You know, used to do the pages of Big Brother.
It was Jeff's magazine. He was the editor.
What do you think about how far it's gone? I mean,
I don't know. It's insane.
We never thought it would
be a TV.
We were surprised that anyone was interested in it, and then it became a TV show, and then the TV show became a hit, and we're just like. Whatever, as long as it makes us laugh. You know, if you guys like it, great. If you don't, like, oh well, it was fun.
People used to show me the pages of Big Brother.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I remember these guys from this. And now all of a sudden it's...
And those guys, you know, to be honest, like, the Big Brother same.
Great.
They're, like, whoever wasn't on those pages, the people that put the magazine together are still with us, you know? So it's like, keep it all one little family.
It's surreal, but it, you know, half of our cast didn't graduate high school. You know, we get the joke. We're very lucky, and yeah.
Was all the bad grandpa stuff improvised, or did you prepare some of it?
The idea was for the bad grandpa was for me to go to I wrote the idea to, you know, drink and smoke in public with a little kid. And all the other stuff,
He's a natural shit talker, as you can see.
But the guy just kept lobbing me softballs.
Like, I was trying to
get outside, and it's like, gee,
you know,
hey.
You know, we're shooting that through...
How'd you get him to sign?
That's not our problem. We send pretty girls with big smiles over it. You know, hey, is this a joke, guys? But when we're filming that, you know, we're shooting through tinted windows in a car, you know? And the little boy has an earwig in his ear, and I have actually, he didn't want one, so I only communicate through the kid, but I could hear Knoxville talking. Instead of throwing him off, I started feeding him pretty foul language spine. And so all of a sudden, like
can we get stuck out here? Nothing but cocksuckers around. He said that, and I was like,
and that's just me trying to fuck with him. I'm like, the little boy. But no. He's like, did Jeff say that? Yeah.
How did you guys originally meet up? And
did I say that?
Big Brother.
You did.
How did you start? Guys, originally meet up.
We met on a friend's video, like in '94.
Loomis's video.
Yeah, Loomis. And then we went to a bar that night. And then I started, a few years later, you know, we kept in touch. But a few years later, I started contributing to Big Brother.
He was writing articles for us, and then that's when we started. We were making videos to supplement the magazine, and he had the idea to do the self-defense, the brilliant self-defense test, where he pepper sprayed himself in the eyes.
Well, I was just writing an article.
Stun gunned him in the ribs, tasered him over the heart, and then went out into the desert, got the most expensive bulletproof vest, $49.95. That he could afford at the time, and shot himself with his buddy's .38 point blank in the chest.
Yeah, I wish it was.
And I got him to film it.
I wasn't going to film it. I was going to write the article. He said, film it.
Like, okay. He came back with the most compelling film. Because I already had Steve-O. I had Wee Man. I had Chris. Bam was out there making stuff. But this guy was actually talking to the camera. He could talk. And I'm like, now I got to
get loaded.
We can put this all together and make a show out of this, you know? Like... So you put music to Chris and Steve-O's bits, and then you let him talk a little bit. And you know, you got a show.
But now Pontius can.
Well, they all learned how to talk. You can watch it. Like, the early episodes, and then you watch it now. And like when Steve was about to jump an elephant, shit. Like it took him about 2 hours to say, "My name's Steve-O, and I'm going to jump an elephant." My name's Steve-O. I'm like, say it again, so we can. My name's Steve-O, and I'm the elephant. Shit. No, your name's Steve-O, you're going to dive into elephants. You know, it's not like we have a real difficult
It's very
dive.
Simple. You're done.
How did you guys get involved with John Waters?
I did a movie called A Dirty Shame with him, and we stayed friends, and I called and asked him, and he said yes, and we were all so happy.
Oh,
he flew in
so
to do
fun.
It, spent a half a day with him, like a whole day.
Oh, you know what happened?
Just so sweet.
Did he bring his own ideas?
Well, he filled us in with some really horrifying.
He's always got some
subcultures that are going on. One's called crushers. One's called feeders. This is because we were having this overweight woman. Like, what's funny was that we had John over to do the magic trick, and this woman shows up, and then we're looking at her, and she's not that big, but then we find out she's pregnant. Like, you're pregnant? You can't do that. You know, what are we gonna do? And so, like, we sent her home, and so then we just did, like, we're like, oh my god! But then her buddy knew a really big lady.
She was a feedie.
But we couldn't get her until 7 o'clock at night, and this is like, you know, 12 noon. So we kept John Waters for that long. Like, and he was like, "I'll come back. I'll hang out."
His hotel came back.
But well, we shot it first. We shot it with Preston doing it. Just
horrible. And
Wee Man still speaks to you guys.
Oh, man. You can't get him to shut up. Give him a couple beers. See how much.
Johnny, who do you play in Killshot? Can you tell a little about that?
I got like this oafish, misogynistic detective. And it was really good work with John Madden and Diane Lane and Thomas Shane. Man, it was a good experience. He really worked me.
Is it like a dramedy or a comedy or what is it?
No, it's drama.
It's totally drama? Okay. Mm.
Yeah, so.
Are you happiest when you're doing these, Johnny?
Jackass movies and shows.
Yeah. But then it's like when it stops and I just get like all depressed. You know, it's rough. Like when you're going 100 miles an hour and just nothing. You wake up the next day, movie's over, and there's no one to battle. There's no, you know.
The spirits couldn't have been higher on this movie, and I think it shows in the movie.
Neither could the boys.